The Organisation on Doing Tax Abuse believes that Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Higher Education was misled on the 4th of October during the presentations on the NSFAS crisis. The committee heard presentations from the four NSFAS service providers responsible for direct payments of allowances to students. When OUTA analysed the presentations, we found red flags, inaccuracies, and what looks like blatant dishonesty. This shows the disrespect by some of the presenters for Parliament. OUTA is concerned that the details of the subcontractors that were appointed by the service providers are still unknown, even though the committee asked for this information on previous occasions. OUTA's investigations found that Tenor Technology appointed a company run by its own director as a supposedly independent subcontractor, which of course is in breach of procurement regulations. Tenor Technology's representative appeared to misrepresent his position to the committee in an effort to shield the sole director from having to appear at the committee. The company also told the committee that it is a licensed financial service provider, while it presented the registration details of another company. Some of the fees charged to students are still hidden, which OUTA believes is inexcusable, and the failure to pay students on time remains a massive problem. The accommodation accreditation process is failing, with only 25,000 beds being accredited so far for the 2024 academic year. The chairperson of NSFAS informed the committee that the findings of the internal investigation on its CEO, Mr. Andile Nangogo, will be presented to Parliament in 10 days from the date of the previous appearance. OUTA is looking forward to the findings and recommendations of the Werksman's report, and we believe that the report should be made publicly available as soon as possible. OUTA was shocked that Minister Bladen Zamande questioned the committee's right to request more information from the service providers. OUTA reminds the minister that the committee has the power to summon anyone to give evidence or produce information. We are pleased to see that the committee is making an effort to hold NSFAS and the service providers to account, as this is long overdue.